Can we discuss this, or is it insensitive? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Parade of Storms has the mayor of Miami, Tomas Regalado, saying it's time to admit that what just blew through his city wasn't simply a hurricane. It was climate change. But there is zero appetite for that at the White House. The head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, is on record as saying that to bring up climate change when millions of people are returning to what's left of their homes is insensitive. And the way I look at it is, even if we did debate it, what's left to say? The climate change maps I've seen already have higher temperatures baked in. We can debate about why that is, but that would just add to the hot air. It's time to figure out how to cope. I think young people just starting out should at least consult one of those climate change maps before deciding where to live. And that's where you can act on your beliefs. If you think climate change is a hoax, you can buy a trailer at sea level along the Florida coast. If you think it's real, you're pretty much going to have to avoid any place that's near warm ocean currents. Of course, that would limit you to the Midwest, which will be seeing more frequent droughts, followed by biblical floods, and the Northwest, where everybody's waiting for that long overdue giant earthquake. Sorry to be so discouraging. At the very least, we should insist on personal responsibility. We should keep a list of everyone who's been using fossil fuels so that if it does turn out that human activity is responsible, we can file one hellacious lawsuit. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.